Country Pop FM.
Let's do it. Today's Almanac. It is Friday. And we are playing Almanac Trivia here at the end of the show. It's the whole Almanac, because you got to listen to the whole thing.
Yes.
Because some tidbit, something that we mention here in the next 20 minutes will allow you to win We Fest tickets. Two general admission We Fest tickets for Zach Brown, Lady Antebellum. Who else is up there that you know of? You know any others? Yeah. Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan is the headliner Saturday.
Yeah, Alan Jackson, Randy Houser.
Yep. All good stuff.
August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So listen to every word we say. Nothing is off limits as far as being used.
Memorize them
for
well.
Almanac trivia. We've had people take notes. Mm-hmm. They try to write down the whole transcript.
Right.
Like it was a episode of ABC's 2020. Friday, July 20. I'd like to know that we're as important as 2020 with Hugh Downs.
Yeah.
Somehow, probably not.
Not quite there, but we're in the ballpark.
1861, first major battle of the U.S. Civil War began, and it didn't go well for the North.
No.
The Battle of Bull Run, Manassas Junction, Virginia. Confederates held off the Union troops and won the battle.
I think the Union thought this was going to be a very short deal. Yeah. We're going to go in there and crush these outlaw states and just get this thing over. No. Didn't work that way.
Good 4 years of battling. 61, 62, 63, 64, and then into 65. So right. 4-plus years. 1873. Let's go to the Outlaw Wild West desk. This was the date, 1873. Jesse James and his gang robbed the Rock Island Express train, the Rock Island Line.
Yes.
Adair, Iowa. They got away with $3,000. That seems pretty paltry to today's, but they were living high in the hog on $3,000.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good money at that point. And
so did Jesse take a higher percentage, do you think? Or did he distribute all money equally?
I bet he skimmed
like
a little.
A socialist or a communist.
Yeah, I think he skimmed a little. System. Him and Frank maybe had a let a little more. And
right.
Yeah, they did okay there.
His
they
name was
in
on
Minnesota.
His name was on the marquee, after all.
Yeah.
So he should get top billing and top money. So 1873, 1925, what became known as the Monkey Trial.
Mm-hmm.
The John T. Scopes Trial ended in Dayton, Tennessee. Against Scopes, was convicted of teaching the theory of evolution. The state law, his conviction was later overturned.
Yeah.
1925. 1957, Althea Gibson became the first black woman to win a major U.S. tennis title. It wasn't one of the Grand Slam events. It was the Women's National Clay Court Singles Competition. But it was still a major event, not a major. That was 1957.
She's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, she did a nice job.
Yeah.
She's really good at the backhand, the forehand, winner.
I think she could have played any sport she wanted to.
She's good on the upstroke, the downstroke. 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin blasted away from the moon. They had to go from the LEM lunar module, and they had to escape the gravity of the moon.
Yep.
Which wasn't really that hard. There's less gravity on the moon.
Right.
So that was, they were there for, a little more than a day or less than a day, really, I guess.
Right.
So they were only on there for hours, but still got a lot done. Got some rocks. They just sold some rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And moon dust for $1.8 million. No,
that was
Alan Shepard, I think, that did that. That was one of the later lunar missions, one of the later Apollo missions that he pulled out the golf club. And he hit a pitching wedge 8,000 yards.
Yeah. They had some carry there.
Yeah, that's exactly. And the greens were a little rough, let's be honest.
Yeah.
They hadn't mowed the greens in a while. 1985, John Candy.
Yes.
New York Governor Mario Cuomo and Congressman Jack Kemp. What list do you think they made on this date in 1985, that trio?
Well, they were all worth a lot of money, I bet. But
do you think of them as being sexy?
Well, then you and I are.
Right, I'm saying.
Like Bob Redford and Paul Newman here.
Yeah, they made Playgirl's list of the 10 sexiest men in the U.S. John Candy, Mario Cuomo, and Jack Kemp,
wow,
who was a former quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
So he had that going for him. Wow. That was in 85.
Playgirl standard's a little different, maybe.
Well, they were trying to sell magazines
at that
point.
They don't still have Playgirl magazines.
They were trying to be controversial. 1987, Mary Hart. Speaking of sexy. She was on Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, yes, the Million Dollar Legs, they said.
Her voice would spark and put people into seizures, right?
Yes.
But today, she actually, and she didn't go with Geico. She would have saved 15%, but she had her legs insured with Lloyd's of London.
Oh, yeah, there are no discounts there.
$1 million.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for the gecko.
Oh, sure.
Why did she have her legs insured? You think it would have been her face? You never saw her legs on Entertainment Tonight, right? She was always behind and under a desk. That was 1987, 1989. Let's go to the boxing ring, the squared circle.
Unofficially, I've got this fight being 1 second longer than Tyson Spinks. A minute 32 instead of a minute 31. It was, as you started to point out, again, Larry, a left hook.
It took a left hook, and Mike Tyson left hooked Carl the Truth Williams down to the mat. Down goes Williams. 93 seconds.
There were so many of those Tyson fights that were over.
But
before you could get your cold beverage and your popcorn.
He became a fat cat, though. It was the fifth shortest heavyweight title fight in history, but I think those short fights got him a little overconfident.
Yeah, I did too.
Because it was the very next fight that he lost to Buster Douglas.
There you go.
The very next fight after this one here against The Truth back in 1989. Alan Shepard, more astronaut news. Alan Shepard died on this date. He was the first man in space. 1998. Did I say Alan Shepard? Who did I say?
Alan Shepard.
It wasn't him, was it? Who did the golf club? Dude, take a look at that. Now I can't think of it. Now I'm all messed up. We got too much other golf stuff. We got the British Open going on. We're talking space. But Alan Shepard was 74. He passed away on this date, 1998. 1999, Navy divers finally found the bodies of John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, and her sister-in-law, Lauren Bessette. In the Atlantic Ocean, they had been missing for the last several days. Pilot error was later determined to be the cause of the crash, and JFK Jr. was the pilot of that craft. That was 1999. 2011, more space information.
Atlantis' nose being now rotated down toward the runway, the chute being deployed. And nose gear touchdown. Space Shuttle Atlantis now comes home to the Kennedy Space Center for the final time in 25 years. 32 flights and more than 120 million miles traveled.
It was the end of the Space Shuttle program as Space Shuttle Atlantis touched down Kennedy Space Center. 2011. They decided to move on and start pursuing other space travel and space vehicles and things like that. We've been having to hitch a ride with the Soyuz and the Russians to get up to the International Space Station. And there have been private companies now that are getting into, because NASA's given up the space shuttle. So you got your Atlantic Virgin Atlantic and some of the others that are getting, SpaceX is the other company, getting into a privatized space travel. So that was 2011. Did you find the golf thing yet?
Yeah, February 6, 1971, Alan Shepard.
It was Alan Shepard. Okay.
Plays golf on the moon with a makeshift six iron that he had smuggled aboard.
He smuggled
Apollo
14.
He hit two golf balls on the lunar surface.
Now, if you're playing on the lunar surface, it's critical to get ball first contact.
Right.
Got to have ball first contact. If you hit behind it, it's going to be chubby.
Club's going to go wayward, and it's going to go all way offline.
2000, I should never doubt myself. Why was I doubting myself?
No, you shouldn't.
I was doubting. I'm a doubter. Danny Doubter. 2011, Space Shuttle Atlantis, we did that. 2011, Mattel, co-founder, Mattel Toy Company, made a lot of good toys.
Yeah, they did.
Co-founder Elliot Handler died on this date, 2011. 6 years ago, he was 95.
Wow.
It was his wife, Ruth, who created the Barbie doll.
Right, that did well for Mattel.
They named it after their daughter, Barbara. Barbie doll. And then they came up with Ken. 2011, 2016, a year ago today.
Friends, delegates, and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
Yeah, the wild ride began on this date, 2016. Donald Trump accepting the nomination. He would go on to win election, to many people's astonishment.
Mm-hmm.
He shocked the world, 2016, here this date. Everybody has their own opinion on how he's doing.
Correct.
We'll see after 4 years where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, July 21st, birthdays today. The guy on the sax, Plaz Johnson, playing with the Henry Mancini Orchestra here.
Yeah.
That's smooth.
Oh, it's great.
Well, a great recognizable song, too.
Very much so.
Here, let's hit it right here. You know, I thought about doing an accompaniment with the kazoo on that, but I didn't want to. It would have been sacrilegious.
Hard to mess with the original.
I would have soiled what Plaz Johnson was doing right there. He is 86 today. Ken Starr is?
Yes, he
Ken
was.
Ken Starr?
Let me again emphasize my role here. We had a judgment to make, but whether the president's actions are in fact grounds for an impeachment or some other sanction is a decision in the sole discretion of the Congress.
He was the special counsel who was out to kind of investigate the Clintons. It was Whitewater and some other things, and all this other stuff came out. So I'm sure he had fun digging up dirt on Bill and Hillary Clinton. He found some stuff.
Well, he was able to. Yeah.
Independent counsel. Ken Starr, he went on to be like the president of Baylor. And then they had controversy there, remember, with some things going on in the campus. Was it hazing or something? It was something really not that good at Baylor, the Baylor Bears. But Ken Starr, 71 today. You ever read Doonesbury?
Yeah.
The comic strip, Doonesbury?
Not religiously by any means. But
it's still going. It's in your Sunday paper and Sundays only. Gary Trudeau did Doonesbury on this date, 69. It's been going for decades.
Sure.
But if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
We knew him as Cat Stevens.
I just bought this. $5. In a clearance bin.
It's hard to get by.
You're the master of the clearance bin.
Oh, yeah.
No clearance bin goes unchecked when Neil Freeman's in the store.
You're correct.
His name now, he's known as Yusuf Islam.
Mm-hmm.
He took Islam as his religion, changed his name, and of course, he and Salman Rushdie had some back and forths there. Mm-hmm. Remember, Salman Rushdie did Satanic Verses,
the book,
and Yusuf Islam went after him. So, Cat Stevens, I'll always know him as Cat Stevens, because he had Wild World and Just Another Saturday Night, and I Ain't Got No Money.
Woman.
Yep. Morning Has Broken.
Yep.
Cat Stevens, 69 today. John Lovitz, funny man.
Now, about this Iranian deal. Well, it wasn't really a deal, see? It was a present. Yeah. The Ayatollah's bicentennial. Yeah, that's a ticket. He's 200 years old. Almost twice as old as the president.
There he is the pathological liar president of the pathological liars of America, Tommy Flanagan.
Ooh.
On Saturday Night Live, John Lovitz. Happy birthday to him today. We got a country singer celebrating.
Will I promise to be your best friend?
Oh, yeah.
He's out of Canada.
Yeah.
And am I here until the end?
He had two hits. He had this one and then My Heart Has a History.
I've been waiting for you.
This one is called I Do.
And did I...
So, Paul Brand, happy birthday, 45. Josh Hartnett, he's one of us. He's from St. Paul.
Okay, we're going left, right?
Right.
Right like we're going right or right like we're going left?
Well, now you got me all mixed up. I don't know. Make up your mind.
Got right. We're going right.
Righty-tighty. Righty-tighty. That's from Pearl Harbor. He was in Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
That's him with Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Ben Affleck is Rafe. But he kind of disappeared. He was going to be this big-time star, and then he kind of faded a little bit and now has been doing a little more directing and producing. He is a Minnesota Twin Cities native, Josh Hartnett, heartthrob.
Mm-hmm.
He is 39. Black Hawk Down was another one of his big movies early in his career. Singer Brad Maitz. Emerson Drive, he's the lead singer. You hear him right there.
Sure.
Brad Maitz. The other big hit was I Should Be Sleeping, if you remember that, from the early 2000s. It's when they were making their music. Brad Maitz, 39. Justin Bartha is 39. Now, he played Doug on Hangover. He's the one they lost on the roof of the casino. He was Doug, and he was in National Treasure. He was Riley.
Right.
It's a big, bluish green man with a strange looking goatee. I'm guessing that's significant.
He was good in those movies.
Oh, he's very good.
He's good. Good dry humor. Justin Bartha, 39. CC Sabathia, baseball pitcher, currently with the New York Yankees. He's getting up there in age.
Is he still pitching?
Still pitching, yeah. He didn't see the Twins. I don't know if he was injured or just as far as not in the rotation to see the Twins here this week, but CC Sabathia, Bartolo Colon makes him look like an infant.
Correct.
As far as his age. He's 37 today. And Blake Lewis, you remember him from American Idol? He was the one who did the beatboxing.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's Blake Lewis. He finished as the runner-up to Jordan Sparks, season 6 of Idol. Blake Lewis, 36 today.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. We have a couple businessmen. Paul Julius Baron von Reuters. See, I rolled the R there. That's Reuters.
Baron von Raschke?
Yes. He founded the Reuters News Service in Britain. We had the UPI and the AP. They had Reuters over there. 1816 for that gentleman. Former First Lady Frances Cleveland. She was on the Cleveland Show. No, it's a different thing. President Grover Cleveland took her as his bride, and she was born on this day, 1864. Pulitzer and Nobel Prize-winning writer Ernest Hemingway was born on this day, 1899. What of his many books did you read?
The Sun Also Rises.
Okay.
I remember reading that one.
Okay. I did read The Old Man and the Sea. Ernest Hemingway, born on this day, 1899. Emmy Award-winning actor. He is one of my all-time favorites. You know, he's in many things, but for me, he'll always be Barney Fife.
Now here at The Rock, we have two basic rules. Memorize them so that you can say them in your sleep. The first rule is, obey all rules. Secondly, do not write on the walls, as it takes a lot of work to erase writing off of wall.
So, those are tough rules at The Rock.
While Barney Fife is doing that, please describe what Andy is doing.
Kind of shaking his head, rolling his eyes a little bit, like, because he tries to talk Barney out of it. Barney's like, "No, Andy, please, let me do this. I got it." And he's got like five hardened criminals in the cell. And he's pacing back and forth.
Now,
yeah, the Mayberry Jail.
Let me get this right. The Rock, now that's the same jail that Otis could easily escape.
Right. And let himself in
that's
and
the
out.
Rock.
Yeah, The Rock. It's hilarious. He was so good. 1924 for the one and only Don Knotts. He was in Three's Company, of course. Showed up in Matlock. And then he made movies. Left the Andy Griffith Show to make some movies, including The Incredible Mr. Limpet and The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. And do not forget The Shakiest Gun.
Oh, that is
West.
A good one, yeah.
1924. A couple of years later, Emmy Award-winning actor. Remember Edward Herman?
Beginning January 1st, the History Channel will bring you all of history, all in one place. In addition to riveting documentaries, the History Channel will also present celebrated movies and miniseries weeknights on Movies in Time.
There's a voice you remember, huh?
Yes.
He did a lot of narration, and he was Herman Munster in when they did a TV movie, Here Come the Munsters. He was Herman Munster.
Oh, really?
In that, too. But if there was, you had the three voices on the History Channel. You had Ken Curtis. You had, is it Ken Curtis? I'm thinking of Gunsmoke.
Yeah,
but there was something Curtis. There was Perkins.
Yeah.
There was a Perkins, and then there was Edward Herman.
Yes. Yeah, I know that Curtis was, too. Paul, I don't know. Bill Curtis.
That's it. It is. You're right. Right on the money.
All right. 1943 for Edward Herman. Then, speaking of comedic geniuses, he may be the best of all time. Robin Williams.
Very much so. I suffer from severe dyslexia, too. I was the only child in my block on Halloween to go trick-or-trout. Here we go. Look, here comes that young Williams boy again. Better get some fish.
He had some just classic appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Yeah. He was probably Johnny Carson's favorite. There's a reason why he was one of his last guests on his second to last show.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't have any guests on the very last show, and his last guest at last show where he had guests, Robin Williams and I think Bette Midler were the only two that night.
Yeah. Just tremendous.
He made Johnny just laugh so hard.
He did. It was just awesome. You know, the list goes on and on. We all know Robin Williams. One of the all-time greats. It's a tragedy. He was born on this day, 1951. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Howie Epstein. He was a member of the group Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. He got together with Carlene Carter. They got in some trouble. He got into some drugs.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was kind of a bad situation, and Howie eventually died. He was born on this day, 1955. And singer Kay Starr, she's out of order here. She was born on this day, 1922.
I could listen to this all day.
She's good.
The Rock and Roll Waltz was another big one of her hits. This is called The Wheel of Fortune in honor of Pat Sajak.
Very nice.
Now, funny story for you. I saw Kay Starr on the list, and I'm very familiar with Kay Starr. I used to play her extensively at one of my first radio jobs. But I go, I wonder if she's related to that Ken Starr guy. Kenneth Starr from the Clinton.
Because they both have 2 R's.
Yeah, they both have 2 R's. And then I looked him up and I go, oh, it's his. That's how I found out it was Ken Starr's birthday today. Because I was looking it up to see if K-Star, if they were related. It wasn't on the original list that we get from our service.
Okay, but they're not related.
They're not related.
They share the same birthday.
They share the same birthday and they've got the same last name, although I don't know if that was K-Star's actual last name.
Yeah, it may have been
it's a good bet that is a stage, a nom de plume.
One more, former United States Attorney General Janet Reno. Was born on this day in 1938. First woman to hold that cabinet position and did a nice job. Janet Reno, 1938. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
K-Star's birth name, Catherine Laverne Starks.
Starks. Okay.
And then she changed it to K-Star.
Very cool.
All right, be the first one to call with this correct answer and win WeFest general admission tickets. We mentioned that Playgirl... 1985 on this date on their list of the 10 sexiest men in the U.S. Give us one of the three men that we mentioned.
Nice.
One of the three men, first one to call in, wins WeFest general admission tickets, couple of weeks. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Good luck.
Send you to WeFest.
And it's not Neil or I.
No, we didn't make the list. Remember